The country's divided, and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on, teachers bring their all to their students. Every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
It's time for a bit of this, I think.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
I actually sang this on my wedding day.
No way.
I did. Getting ready. I loved it. Wedding season is in full swing. And we want to make sure you are all set for the big day, whether you're the bride or the groom or even just a guest. Joining us now is Jess O'Sullivan, editor of One Fab Day. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jess.
Thank you for joining us here on 98FM. Okay, for those not in the know, Jess, tell us, what is One Fab Day?
One Fab Day is a thing that everybody who's planning a wedding needs, because we have been going for about 15 years and there is not a dilemma or a trend that we have not covered on site. We also like to think of ourselves as the happiest place on the internet, one of the only happy places left.
Because, the internet, yeah, it's a minefield, Jess, you're right.
Wedding planning should be, always should be, a gorgeous, happy, positive experience. And that's what we try and bring to our readers.
Yeah, it's not always a pleasurable experience for anyone involved. Why do you think that is?
Oh, God, it's the politics. It's the financial strain. It's the differing opinions between you and your partner. It's trying to make 250 people happy. I mean, like, there's a lot. And then you're probably double jobbing as well, because, like, you know, there's a reason people are events planners and wedding planners, because it's a full-time job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing that on top of your day job, I mean, it's almost impossible. There aren't enough hours in the day.
Yeah, true.
It is actually very difficult to, like, manage everything. And obviously you're trying to plan the wedding. And of course, one of the most important things that comes before four weddings, the hen parties, the stag parties as well.
I'd gaze in gals.
But they are changing now, and you know, from what they used to be to nowadays. How have hen parties, stag parties changed in recent years?
Well, what we're seeing is that previously when we were writing about hen parties, we'd be like, grab your gals, da da da. Mm-hmm. And yes, maybe the majority of hen parties and stag parties are kind of like one gender. But not all of them. So it's not inclusive to say things like that anymore, because I know loads of women who couldn't imagine having like a hen party without their best guy friends and vice versa as well. And that's kind of trickling through to the wedding parties. We're seeing best women, we're seeing bridesmen, you know, and just mixed gender parties and all of that. So it really is just about people having their favourite people around them at the most important times of their lives and the biggest celebrations of their lives.
Yeah, and also weddings now also include same-sex couples. We could have two guys getting married, two women getting married in about damn time, I say. what are the kind of weddings now people are having in this day and age? Are people still going big? Is it all about extravagant budgets? Or are people kind of pulling back a little bit?
It's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. And the reason for that is, and we don't want to say the C word, but after C word.
Yes.
The rule book was completely ripped up and people were just having the weddings that they wanted to have because they didn't have to invite, you know, the 10 neighbours down the road that they had to invite previously. Mm-hmm. They could just have 30 people in a restaurant if they wanted, or they could all take off to Marbella for a weekend, you know, and have this extravagant blowout. So people are having the weddings that they want, which is really important. Mm-hmm. We have a you do you boo kind of attitude on site.
Yeah.
And also they're having fun. Like they're really having fun because they're kind of like walking away from the traditions and they're just doing what feels right for them, whether that's kind of morally with their ethics, if they want a more feminist kind of wedding, or whether they want a more inclusive wedding and they don't, you know, it's just about what makes people happy.
Yeah.
And like a lot of that, you can see that coming through with like personalization. Like people are having so much fun bringing their own kind of elements to the wedding. And it's not expensive to do that anymore. That's the thing with like Etsy or free apps like Canva. You can kind of create loads of things yourself, and like you go into a wedding and you just see the couple stamped all over it, from like the napkins to like signature cocktail menus and all of that. Like they'll have pictures of their dogs, maybe their kids, or you know, places that they've been, and it's really, really personal now. Yeah. And that's the thing,
you have to do it for you and nobody else. And I think people can very easily fall into the trap of, oh, this person, you know, might not enjoy this part of it, or you know, making sure that everyone in the room on the day is happy. So I think that's good advice. Now obviously one of the biggest things for the brides is the dress.
Oh yes,
Jess, oh my goodness, what are the current wedding dress trends that we're seeing at the moment?
Bows as big as your head, basically. Ooh. Yeah.
Mary Jo Siwa from Celebrity Big Brother. This is all her fault.
Bows everywhere. And yeah, we're kind of seeing a lot of draping now as well, almost like curtain style. Do you know what though, I will say, is that be really careful when you're looking at a trend, because especially if it's on Instagram, because you'll focus on a dress, the algorithm will realize that, and then it will serve you up that dress. And if you buy that dress, a year later, you're like, oh my God, it's everywhere. I'm sick of it. You know, have I picked a dress that everyone's going to be wearing, and that kind of thing. So I think it's really important not to look at trends and to go with your gut instinct of what you love. And then like just stick with your choice and don't be kind of swayed by the trends.
Okay.
But there are trends every single year, I mean.
When you say wedding dress, there is only one wedding dress that I think of as the iconic wedding dress. And that for me was Princess Diana.
Oh, I mean, yes.
I mean, are we talking about that? In this day and age in 2025, do you think women are still drawn to Diana? That probably image of princess, I think.
Do you know what? Actually, what's really good and what's lent itself to that, the big ball gown dress or the princess dress for the ceremony, is that we have the second dress, the second look that's coming through for receptions.
Yes.
So you can have your big wedding dress and you don't have to worry about not being able to dance in it later, because you go up with your little glam squad, you get your hair and makeup done, and you come down in like a new kind of short mini, you know, the little white dress is huge now for dancing. So you can have a little bit of both, and that means that people can go for the bigger dress for the ceremony. So you do see people coming down the aisle in whopper dresses and like, you know, yards and yards of tulle and layers.
Oh, I love it. It's so glamorous.
It's so heavy as well. Like you'd have to be fit to wear them, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You should feel the weight of some of them. It's crazy. Yeah, you would want to be, you know, in the gym, basically, doing many squats. Yeah.
The country's divided and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on, teachers bring their all to their students. Every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.
Do Crohn's disease symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya guselkumab may help. At 12 weeks, rapid symptom remission was achieved in most patients taking Tremfya, and some experienced visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Explore what's possible and ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more, or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
We have Jess O'Sullivan in the studio from One Fab Day still with us. The One Fab Day podcast, it's back. It launches today. Tell us all about that.
Well, I think that, you know, people when they're planning a wedding, not a podcast, when they're planning a wedding.
Well, planning a podcast is a lot of work as well, Jess.
If you're doing that on top of planning a wedding, like, you know, you have to rethink your life choices. But it can be quite a lonely time, and it can be very often the first time that people are exposed to the world of weddings. Like, there's a whole new, like, jargon and everything to understand, you know, and, you know, people don't even know that they have to get, like, form, you know, their green book to bring to them to get married on the day and stuff, and that it takes 3 months and you need to give notice, like all the practicalities, as well as when you need to book your suppliers and all of that, and then the kind of emotional problems that come with it. Like, you know, we have reader dilemmas all the time where you're emailing in about their mother-in-law and what should I do, and, you know, I don't want to upset anyone. So we're kind of going to cover all of that, basically.
God, you're like therapists as well.
We kind of are. Yeah. Like, at the end of each one, we do dive into a reader dilemma at the end of each episode. So that's kind of juicy. And we just kind of do a little therapy sesh. Like, you know, we make our guest be like a little agony aunt or agony uncle for 30 seconds. And that's kind of fun. But, like, there's a lot of practical advice as well, because people need it.
Mm. Oh, of course. And I'm sure even for the dilemmas, like, no two dilemmas are the same, because people go through every part of a wedding and come through every problem that comes with a wedding as well.
It is actually mind-blowing. Like, it's funny because it is very specific to each person's circumstances, but inevitably it does come down to the same kind of, you know, 20 team problems, you know, with different kind of, you know, players or whatever. But it is always like family politics or, you know, money or whatever, you know. So we can kind of advise people based on what we've seen before.
I would say the common thing is, on both sides, mother-in-law.
It's
family
really
politics.
Hard. Is this right,
Jess? Family politics. Correct. Family politics. That and a seating plan. My husband and I are married 10 years this year, and the seating plan for our wedding in 2015 was a minefield. She doesn't like him. She dated him. He doesn't like her. They hate each other. They can't be in the same room. There's a restraining order between them. Like, it is, that in itself is a podcast series of 10 episodes.
And, you know, people still come into a wedding and move the place names.
Don't. Yeah, it's so offensive. Don't do that.
Do you understand how many hours, how much blood, sweat and tears has gone into that seating plan?
It's full on. It's all ahead of you.
Oh my, not for a very, very long time. Let's just state that. One of the other things as well, Jess, that comes into fact with weddings nowadays, and it is kind of in recent years, social media. People are on Pinterest making wedding inspiration boards. People are making reels of their dress reveals, you know, engagement announcements, whatever it is. What role is social media playing in weddings nowadays?
There is a brand new supplier category, and that is the wedding content creator.
Yes, I've heard of these.
It is exploding. Yes. Every second wedding has a content creator. And, like, there's a lot of kind of myths about what they actually do. Like, do they replace your videographer or your photographer? The answer is categorically no. Mm-hmm. And they will all say that themselves. Because if you're expecting, like, this beautifully polished photo album or this beautiful wedding film with, like, music and sweeping, you know, drone shots, like, you're not going to get that from somebody using their iPhone, because it's user generated content. What you will get is lovely candid moments, and what you will get is a chance to step away from your own phone, for your bridesmaids to step away from their phones on the day. Somebody else is getting the pictures, somebody else is getting the videos.
Someone's doing the reel for Instagram. Yeah. Someone will add the Paris filter. Enjoy your wedding.
And, you know, like, is there any kind of pressure, like somebody handing you a phone and saying, oh, will you take a picture or a video, like, and knowing it's really important and you're going to potentially mess this up? Mm-hmm. You have enough to be concentrating if you're a bridesmaid. So, like, I think that what it allows the wedding party to do is actually unplug. Mm-hmm. And it sounds counterproductive, like hiring somebody to do social media, but it actually allows you to be more present and mindful.
And as well, maybe people are giving the option to the guest to also put their phones away to have a phone-free wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that would be nice, and a lot of couples would like to do that too.
But I think what's important, what you're saying there, is you still have to book your videographer, you still have to book your photographer, let them do their job brilliantly, and then a content creator is a separate add-on. I think that's very important.
Yeah, and people also think that it's only for people who are, like, Instagram mad or TikTok mad. It's not. These videos can be for internal use only.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Even if your settings are on private, you can still share, like, these things on your social media. It's not for 90,000 followers or 100,000 followers. It really isn't. Like, it, everybody wants these, you know, these clips to be able to, you know, share with their, on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. It doesn't have to be like this crazy trend that you're seeing, like one of these transitions or one of these dances or whatever. It could just be a lovely moment that they've captured at the top of the aisle or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's good to have this. And before we let you go, we have to talk to you. What is the appropriate amount of money? We always say cash is king when it comes to gifts. What is the appropriate amount of money? We've debated about this on the show before. What is the average amount or the amount expected to give to a couple?
I mean, I can tell you what's expected, but appropriate is completely down to you. I mean, I always think you need to cover the price of your meal plus a gift. Okay, so I shouldn't say this, but like, I know some people go on to the hotel website and see how much the packages cost per head.
No, that's stressful.
And then add on 50 euro, 75 euro, or even 100 euro. I mean, you could go there if you wanted, because it is kind of like, how long is a piece of string? But if you wanted like a small little tip, that's what I would say. If you want to make sure you're in the right ballpark.
Is there an average amount?
Yes.
250, 300.
Irish people are so generous. We're way more generous than they are in the UK. Like, the UK will give you £50 in a card.
And
maybe even say,
I'll
give you another 50 at the next one. But in Ireland, we are so generous. You could be looking at 300 per couple, 150 to 200 for a single person.
Yeah.
Like, we're really generous. But bear that in mind, that if you are like under financial strain,
of course,
that you don't have to be that generous.
Yeah.
And
there's
important
no
pressure. To say that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Where can people get the podcast? Is it out now?
It is out now on Spotify or Acast. And of course, you can go on to onefabday.com as well.
Thank you
Amazing.
So much.
Jess, thank you so much for joining us on 98FM.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98FM.
The country's divided, and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on, teachers bring their all to their students. Every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.